Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Jay Cohen, kissing while he's drunk again, alone with you. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, big day today. Big day today with Old Dominion at 7:40, then Rascal Flats at 8:40.
Yeah, so, we're just loaded up with free stuff to give you guys.
Yeah, man. This is great. All these prizes come with a chance at another prize. Like the Old Dominion, I just think this is great. You'll be qualified for that trip to Nashville. And those guys, man, they love to party, but they're going to host you in the HGTV Lodge.
See, that's what gets me. It's HGTV. I mean, it's always on my TV, and I know it's on a lot of your guys. So I think it'd be so fun to go to the Lodge, see how they decked it out.
A lot of people go to CMA Music Fest, which is where this is. And, I mean, to be able to have that kind of access there is just going to be incredible. So
I know. Imagine all the people who are just standing outside like,
right.
Oh, what's going on in there? Oh, is that Old Dominion? And you're just like,
you always run into people.
VIP pass.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, I'm coming through. So that's 7:40. Throw that in your iPhone now to get ready. And then 8:40, Rascal Flats. We're rapping. Rascal Raps at 8:40. So 7:40 and 8:40. QYK, put in your phone as a reminder. I know a lot of things are going to happen this morning. Kids are going to cry. Car line's going to drive you crazy. Traffic will be messed up.
And we'll give away tickets.
And then put that in so you don't forget. 740 and 840, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, survey's out. 40% of people. Man, my pool's getting warm now. We're in full-on pool season. But 40% of people pee in the pool.
Really? I'm surprised it's not more than that. Seriously.
I was like, I'd love to meet these 60% of people who get out every hour and go to the bathroom. Kevin, yes or no?
No. Not now. I mean, when I was a kid, sure.
Yeah, all the time when you were a kid. Yeah. Melanie?
So.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
you have to say it and then the story.
Okay. I have. Yes. In the past, peed in the pool.
As in last weekend?
No. No, because this has happened as an adult. I don't know why, but I get bladder shy. Like, I cannot relax and do it in the pool. Like, I try.
Really?
But, like, I can't.
That's a thing.
Man, if you fail at peeing in the pool, how can you have a successful life? You can't even get that straight.
I know. It's embarrassing. Like, I have to get up and go to the bathroom. Or, like, if I'm on the beach, I'm like, okay, let me go walk to the nearest bar so I can go pee or into this hotel. I just can't, like, especially if people are around me, like, talking.
No, I
just
get it.
Can't do it.
All right, 800-992-1099, Texas. Just text us the last time you peed in the pool. Maybe it was like a week ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. Or maybe you've never done it. I won't believe if you say you never done it.
Maybe you have a shy bladder, too.
800-992-1099, Texas now. Last time you peed in the pool.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so a few minutes ago, we were telling you about the surveys out, and 40% of adults admit that they pee in the pool.
Admit is the key word.
Admit.
Because I think way more adults pee in the pool than that study says.
So one thing we can all say is we've all done it, right? Because I'm just trying to, once I hear like a number, I'm like, all right, let's break that down.
Yes.
Like, I've done it. Melanie, you've done it. Kevin,
yes.
You've certainly done it. Now I'm trying to...
Certainly. Why has Kevin certainly done it?
There's no question.
Without a doubt, Kevin's,
absolutely.
Kevin's done it. But when was the last time is what we're trying to figure out. And 40%. Here's the thing. Like, when I have people over to my house in the pool, mm-hmm. I actually target people who I believe are peeing in the pool. Like, in my mind, because I was like... And sometimes I tell my wife, I'll be like, see Bob over there? He hasn't peed in about 2.5 hours, and he's had... 6 beers since the last time he went.
Exactly.
And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, he's peeing in the pool.
Yes.
Because what else is going on, you know?
Brian told me one time he was at a bachelor party in the Keys, and they were in the pool. One of the guys kept getting out and going.
Hold on,
to
real
the-
quick. Why'd he come back?
Yeah.
That sounds like a thing I just stay at. But anyway.
Great question.
Yeah.
It's expensive to live down there, I think, is the reason.
I don't know.
But he said that they were all just getting drink. This, I guess, like a waiter or somebody kept going in and out and getting drinks and bringing them back. And at one point, after like 8 hours of being in this pool, a security guard came up to them and said, hey, fellas,
accuse them.
I know that you're having a great time, but I haven't seen any of you leave the pool all day in 8 hours. So I know that you're peeing in the pool. You can't do that. And they were just like, oh, dang, we all have been peeing in the pool.
I have a rule. Like, if it's my pool, I can pee in it. But if it's someone else's pool, I go out and, you know.
Well, that's very respectful.
Right. But, you know, the levels are always tested. The chlorine's tested. Everything's cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to go swimming at your house.
Yeah, so you guys are more than welcome. This weekend, the pool is about 83 degrees. If you want to come by, hang on out.
Well, that's one way to just enjoy the pool for yourself.
Warms it up a little bit, though. I got to tell you. Like, once you start getting...
How much are you peeing that it makes the difference in the temperature?
Depends on how many
beers you're drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the answer to that question, for God's sake.
Oh, Lord.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Governor DeSantis yesterday getting more things done, signed something into law. I think it's great for all of us. We're going to get tax holidays on school and hurricane supplies.
Yes, and one of them's coming up May 31st to June 6th for the hurricane supplies.
Hey, so, you know, things like batteries, generators, weather radios. Need, you know, things to fill up fuel with, those kind of things.
Oh, man. So, like, home decor doesn't, that won't make the list? Because that's, like, my favorite thing to buy.
Well, maybe, like, I don't know, hurricane shutters, maybe you could, that would be home decor.
Oh,
you
okay.
You could paint them, make your own design.
Yeah, I rent, so I'm not going to.
Oh, dude, there's a market for that.
Hurricane shutters
are so ugly. There's a market for, like, hurricane shutters where it's, like, you got your favorite football team on it. Or, you know, I don't know, something.
You just put them down, and then it has your team
on it. Yeah, it's got, like, the team helmet on it or something like that. Like, the Bucks should sell shutters. Buck shutters.
Okay. I think maybe you just stick with your day job. I don't know that there's a huge market for decorative hurricane shutters.
Well, you're wrong, and that's fine. But I tell you, just give it a shot. See what happens. But there is going to be a tax break on that, and then back to school as well. That'll be from August 2nd to August the 6th. And that includes clothes, by the way. So shoes.
Ooh, now that I can get down with.
Backpacks. Of course, now we're talking, right?
Yeah.
All right, so go to the 99.5QYK.com. And you can check out the blog that's up there on that and all the details about the tax holidays that were just signed into law.
And you're a parent, obviously. You've got five kids. So do you wait until these tax holidays to do school shopping and stuff?
No, I go the day before just to torment myself of all the money I could have saved if I had just gone one day later. Yeah. It's like all my hurricane prepping. I do it the day after the storm hits. Right after landfall, then I race to the store. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know if you knock some of it out over the summer or if people really, really wait for this week so they can save on the tax.
On the list of your most amazing questions ever, that one will not be found.
You know what? I bet a lot of people don't even, they're just like, you know what? I'll shop on another day. Because it's crazy during the tax holiday.
Yeah, before maybe five kids, maybe one or two deep, you didn't pay as much attention. When you get to five, you have no choice. They don't even let you in unless it's a tax holiday anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a new thing. You try to go to Target with five kids, they're like, oh, you got to come back August 2nd. I'm like, why? Like, you got too many kids. I'm like, okay, cool. Too many kids. 99.5QYK.com for all the details on that. And it's getting warm. I was out in the Gulf the other day. The Gulf is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get ready for these hurricanes. Get that prepping done. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Right, I'm just trying to get home from the concert or get to the next bar, the next restaurant, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you get that Uber driver that needs to tell you their biography. And it's like, oh, no, not this one. 99.5 QYK. I'm going to tell you next what Uber has done to protect people like me and you. From that.
From having to listen to stories that we don't want to hear.
From people you don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story next. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. All right. So Uber has just unveiled, I think, maybe the best thing ever. Like, I think every company or every person should learn from this. There is going to be now a silent button when you order your Uber that you can hit. And that basically notifies the driver. There'll be no talking in that Uber ride.
Oh, my gosh. Can I take this button with me everywhere?
Isn't it weird, though? Sometimes I do get, I'm like, dude, this Uber driver seems interesting. I would like to almost interview them, like have a conversation.
Yeah, so you can put the unmute button.
Right. But then, that's what I was thinking. So while you're in the Uber, like, what if it's like I hit the silent button, okay? And I get in the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm driving. I'm like, this person looks interesting. And then I hit the unmute. And it goes, bing. And the Uber driver's like, hey, how you doing? Good. How are you? What's your story? And then he starts talking. And I'm like, all right,
I'm
bored.
Well, you know, this isn't my day job.
I'm bored. And then I go, bing, mute. And he just shuts up and starts talking.
That's awesome.
But then 5 minutes later, I feel bad. So I go, bing, unmute. And he's like, so anyway, where are you going? Well, I'm going here, going there. And what are you doing tonight? And then he just tells me, like, you know, he's just driving all night. And there's like, bing, mute. It's like... You know? So he's got to keep upping his game to, like, make the conversations better and better.
That is amazing, and I would love to be in the Uber when that happens. That is so great.
Unmute, just back and forth. But this is available now. You can start muting your driver. Well, like before you get in,
Well, unless you want to have fun with it. But you know what? It's relatable, and I feel like this is needed because I don't know how you feel about it, but you know when you order an Uber and then it tells you the ratings of the driver and it'll tell you what he's been given high stars for, and it'll say, like, Jay is great with conversation.
Right.
And if you're in the mood to not talk, you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta ride 35 minutes to the airport with Jay, who's telling me his life story and how his girlfriend cheated on him. Like, I can't.
Those are some of the ones that if you're in there with a group of people having fun, like, those are interesting stories. Like, I've been in Uber before where something similar happened, and we actually called, he was in this kind of a disagreement with this other Uber driver, and he gave us the other Uber driver's number, cell phone number. So we called the guy all night. We just blasted him left and right, you know? It's just crazy. So sometimes it gets kind of cool.
Yeah, sometimes I love talking to him a lot of the times, but sometimes, you know, you're just... You're tired. You're like, I don't want to.
You're drunk. Why'd you call the Uber anyway, right? Like, just say what it is. So, anyway, start having fun with the mute button in the Uber, and then unmuting and muting and unmuting and muting and unmuting and unmuting. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
5 minutes away from what you're doing at the courthouse. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. We've got our courthouse correspondent there.
Chris, the courthouse correspondent.
Kyle. His name's Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. Well, close enough.
Hey, Kyle, welcome to the company.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
All right, we got Kyle.
Kyle, not to be confused with Chris, who was our former courthouse correspondent.
Right.
Kyle, the courthouse correspondent.
So we got his name down, and we know where he is.
Listen, we had Chris for a very long time, I'm used to Chris being out there.
And then right after we were playing the song, she goes, no, really, his name is Chris, right? I'm like, no, it's actually still Kyle.
I was like, are you messing with me, or is it really Kyle? Poor Kyle. My bad.
Kyle. All right, Kyle's a courthouse correspondent. He's down at some Tampa Bay area courthouses, and he is asking people, hey, what's the story of your case? What are you doing here? And he is talking to someone right now. Here we go.
All right, so what brings you to the courthouse today?
I got a minor in possession.
How did you get a minor in possession?
Me and a bunch of my friends started pre-gaming in the back of a parking lot next to the club, and we just happened to park next to a undercover cop, and he ended up getting out while we were in the middle of our first beer and told us to drop it and stand behind the car that we were driven in. And by the time my friends got into the club, we were just getting our tickets.
What happened when your parents found out?
My dad was, like, disappointed, but he didn't seem, like, too mad. I just wasn't, like, if he was mad, he definitely would have grabbed the belt.
The belt?
Grabbed the belt?
Jeez.
You're getting the belt at 16 years old? Man.
You can't be getting the belt and going to the club. Like, those two things just don't even make sense.
No, I mean, you can go to the club and then get the belt, but that's different. But yeah, you can't get the belt and go to the club. It's totally.
No, then you're just not old enough to be at the club. Like, that's not how that works.
And the guy only got a half a beer in, and then the police. What is going on in your whole karma balance that you park right next to an undercover cop? Like, what is that?
I love that he said first beer, too. He was definitely planning on drinking some more. He's like, oh, it was right after we had our first beer.
And then a week later, like next week, watch, his dad will be down there for giving his son the belt. Like, it'll be a follow-up. All right, Kyle is talking to somebody else at the courthouse. Here we go.
So what brings you to the courthouse today?
I actually just got married.
Oh, congratulations. Where's the lucky guy at?
He's getting the car for me, you know, treating me like a queen.
All right. So how long have you guys been together? Sounds like you've been together for a while.
Well, we've known each other a month, dated for like 2.5 weeks.
Okay. Do you think that's a little too soon?
A little bit, but like we knew it was right when we met, so we just kind of went for it.
I love that.
Well...
What? Don't rain on her wedding parade, Mark.
I'm not. I just, you know, they've known each other a month and they've dated 2 weeks. It's like half the time they knew each other, they weren't dating. You know, get what I'm saying?
Yes, I
do.
From
a percentage point of view, that only 50% of the time they've known each other have they been dating. I just don't know that.
Do you think it's too soon?
Might be a little too soon.
What about love at first sight?
but it wasn't because they knew each other 2 weeks without dating. They were just friends.
2 weeks. Love after 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Good point.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. All right, that is Kyle, by the way, at the courthouse.
Great job, Kyle.
Kyle, great work, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Luke Combs, Spear, Never Broke My Heart. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, let's do this. Old Dominion. You want to do this? Old Dominion tickets?
Yes.
We should. We've been telling everybody we'll do it here, so let's do it. Old Dominion at the Yingling Center. That's a lock if you win the name game. So we need callers 9 and 10 right now. 800-992-1099. Then what you're qualified for is like off the chart. This acoustic performance in the HGTV Lodge at CMA Music Fest in Nashville. We got your airfare. We got your hotel. We got everything.
All expenses paid.
Just unbelievable prize. Name game. We're playing now. Callers 9 and 10. Where you at?
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Old Dominion tickets up for grab. This is such an awesome prize.
It is.
Because not only are you a lock for these tickets, Old Dominion at the Yingling Center,
yep,
but of course you qualify for this just awesome, awesome trip to Nashville, the CMA Music Fest, and a private performance from Old Dominion at the HGTV Lodge.
This is gonna be so cool. So jealous whoever wins.
Dusty and Lori are our contestants this morning. Dusty was the ninth caller, so Dusty's going to go first. Here's the deal. We're going to give you guys a category. Dusty, you'll have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Lori, right after he does, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Y'all set, Dusty?
Yes, sir.
5 seconds is on the clock. Name TV shows, go.
The Walking Dead.
Black Mirror.
Friends.
Stranger Things.
Big Bang Theory.
Law and Order.
Game of Thrones.
NCIS.
Breaking Bad.
Handmaid's Tale.
Cheers.
Peaky Blinders.
Frasier.
The Office.
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Breaking Bad.
Did you say Breaking Bad?
Yep. I already said that.
That was already said, Lori.
Dusty already said it.
Thank you.
Dusty, congratulations. Right. Dusty, you were all over Netflix and Amazon and everything, my man.
Oh, man, I got teenagers. They don't want to do nothing, so I just watch a lot of TV.
That's awesome. Well, it paid off, man. Your kids got you hooked up with a pair of Old Dominion tickets for the Yingling Center, Dusty.
Appreciate it.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, here's something that I haven't heard before ever in the world of country music. All right, these are uncharted waters. An artist is going to come out with an album that's their songs all done in a lullaby.
I think this is great.
I think it's interesting. It's Miranda Lambert, okay? Yeah. And that's another thing. It's almost got to fit the artist. I don't hear her as a lullaby artist, but we do have a little sample of what it's going to be. What song is this? This is
This is The House That Built Me.
Okay, as a lullaby. I was looking. It's not specifically for kids. It's just for people who want to hear songs and lullabies. Although I could see kids.
Well, I mean,
kids,
I would guess that's really children. Do you listen to lullabies? Just you? You need it?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm listening to this. I do need it. It's very zen.
Oh, no, I hear it.
It's kind of cool.
From the house that built me.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, look at this.
This is so cute. This makes me excited when I have kids to play. I love it.
I mean, the lullaby is very well done. It's produced very well, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're going to do tons of her hit songs, too.
All right, so be on the lookout. And this won't end with Miranda Lambert, right? This will keep going and going?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that other artists are going to start doing this as well.
Can you imagine, like, Kenny's songs to a lullaby? Like, a nice relaxing day on the beach. Got a cold beer. Nice lullaby. You're taking a little nap.
I don't know.
Naps on the beach? No?
Well, yeah, I guess because you wouldn't hear the words, so it wouldn't be about drinking. You would just hear the melody.
It's Kenny. It's always about drinking. Apologize.
But the babies don't know that.
I apologize.
It's just music.
It's 99.5 QIK and Kane Brown.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, on the way to 840 Rascal Flats tickets. Here's the deal. We're doing Rascal Raps. For Rascal Flatts, this is where you turn in one of your favorite songs, a Rascal Flatts song, into a Rascal Rap.
Yeah, and it's all for fun. So obviously, they're not a rap group because people are like, why are you trying to make Rascal Flatts into raps? Because it's hysterical to people try to rap.
We got that power to make them
songs.
A rap group. Yeah, we got that power. 840, your chance to win the ticket. So get ready. You got about 15 minutes away. If you know someone that's a huge Rascal Flatts fan, man, shoot him a text right now. Tell him 840-995-QIK. Jennifer did this the other day.
I dealt with my ghosts and faced all my demons. Finally content with the past I regret. I found you find strength in your moments of weakness.
She was great and wound up winning. You're also qualified, too, for a little backstage VIP experience from Rascal Flatts on the 24th.
Really cool.
840 on QIK. Get ready for that. So what if Rascal Flatts was like a rap group and they rap? What would that sound like? Well, you get to decide how it would sound like right now and win Rascal Flatts tickets. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. We're doing Rascal Raps. We've done this all week. We got you into the show if you're the best Rascal rapper.
Yes, or the worst, just depending on how you look at it.
Most entertaining, right?
Most entertaining.
Most creative,
yeah.
Most entertaining. And also, you're qualified for this awesome VIP experience with Rascal Flatts. Man, that show's coming up May 24th. It is creeping up on us. Here was yesterday's winner. Here's his performance. Just to give you an idea.
That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars. Putting me on my way.
So that's what we're looking for. Start calling us now. 800-992-1099. Rascal Raps. With Rascal
The way
Flatts.
He did it. So funny.
Call us right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. You ready for Rascal Raps?
I am.
Okay, we've got Hannah on the phone. She's going to rap a Rascal Flatts song. Try to win these Rascal Flatts tickets, plus qualify for this backstage VIP experience with Rascal Flatts.
That is really, so really cool, because cool. You can't buy that.
What's going on, Hannah? Hannah, you're a huge, huge Rascal Flatts fan, right?
Yes, I am.
And are you a rapper, or what do you do in real
Hannah
life?
Hannah, the rapper.
I'm a baker.
You're a baker. Okay.
A banker or a baker? Like,
baker. Sweet.
Okay,
yeah,
baker.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
All right, well, there's a definite connection between rappers and bakers, right?
How?
They get baked.
Okay, maybe. Yeah,
I don't know. It's all I
got. A little different type of baking,
okay,
I believe.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I mean, I like some rap songs, so it's cool. I'm going to that. All right, Hannah, we're ready for your Rascal Raps. Go.
Okay, I'm going to do the song I Won't Let Go.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like a storm that cuts the path. It breaks your will. It feels like that. You think you're lost, but you're not lost. On your own, you're not alone. I will stand by you. I will help you through. When you've done all that you can do, if you can't cope, I will dry your eyes. I will fight your fight. And I will hold you tight, and I won't let go.
Dude,
there you go.
Hannah, I think you did great.
Great job, Hannah.
Thank you.
I think you were great. I mean, you're not even a rapper, you're a baker, and you're rapping Rascal Flatts. Congratulations, you got the tickets, Hannah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Awesome.
Also, you're qualified for that Rascal Flatts VIP experience, so if you get back there with those guys, I expect to hear you rap this to them.
Of course I will.
Or at least bring them some cupcakes.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
That's Runaway June by Moe and Drinks, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. All right, listen, summertime's here. Maybe you're looking for a career change. Maybe you've just had it with your boss. Hey, this might be the best career change you could ever make.
Yep. Natty Light. is currently hiring
Natty Light.
A summer intern, but this is a paid internship. This isn't working for free.
Which, by the way, you rarely see paid internships anymore.
Right.
Most internships now, it's like you got to go there, you got to sweat it out. You get the experience, but you don't get money. But listen to what this pays.
$40 an hour. And the best part is that they are just seeking people with, quote, party skills.
That's all it is.
Someone who is, quote, natty qualified. In other words, they are not looking at your GPA. They are not looking if you went to college. Your employment history does not matter, but your beer drinking ability does.
All right. So I know this is really touching the hearts and souls of a lot of people, but we wanted to throw it out there because this is a great opportunity. And $40 an hour, too. Like $40 an hour for an internship?
Seriously. I had an unpaid internship. I had two of them.
995QYK.com. Get the details. Natty Light, an intern. This would be one of the first times in history where, like, I could see CEOs resigning their positions to become an intern for Natty Light. CEOs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.